麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, our listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are glad to tell you today that we are bringing you a new series of messages.
非常高兴在天路导向的全新系列信息里头同你见面。
We are calling it Knowing Christ.
这个系列我们将它称为认识基督。
It will help you to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
它能够帮助你更加深入地认识主耶稣基督。
Whether you are a believer or not,
无论你是不是基督徒都好，
this series of messages will help you.
这一系列的信息都会为你带来帮助。
I hope you're not going to miss any of it.
希望你不要错过任何一次的节目时间。
And I want to begin this series by telling you about something that is very familiar to parents.
首先今日节目开始的时候，我想和你谈下一种情况，是每个为人父母的人都几熟悉的。
Children who do not know how to occupy their time often complain of boredom.
不知道大家有没有发现，有些不是很懂得怎样有效利用他自己的时间的小朋友呢？他们经常都说，唉，好无聊啊。
Feeling bored is an indication of an inner emptiness.
其实感到无聊呢，是一种内心空虚的表现。
Children are not the only ones who feel boredom at times.
其实不单止小朋友感到无聊。
Adults get bored too.
其实成年人都会无聊的。
But adults mask their boredom by moving from one interest to another.
但是成年人是借着不断地去转换他的兴趣来掩饰他们那种无聊空虚的感觉。
Adults mask their boredom by seeking new and exciting endeavors.
成年人四处去找一些新鲜的刺激来消耗他的精力，去遮掩他们内心的空虚。
Many adults mask their boredom by gossiping and backbiting.
更加有好多的成年人怎样去打发他无聊的时间呢？就是去在人的后面去讲他坏话。
Other adults mask their boredom by interfering in other people's lives.
另外又有些成年人呢，就是借着干涉其他人的生活去排遣自己那种内心空虚。
There are even some Christians who are bored with their Christian life.
有些基督徒亦都对自己的信仰生活感到枯燥和无聊的。
They express their boredom by going from one meeting to another.
那怎样去解决这个无聊呢？就去这个聚会，去那个聚会咯。
They express their boredom by looking for answers in what others say.
他们可能对着其他人的讲嘢，你不断寻找答案啊，藉以去发泄内心嗰种空虚苦闷。
But they can never solve the problem of spiritual boredom.
但系就系咁，佢哋都揾唔到方法去排解心灵深处嗰种内在嘅空虚。
Why?
点解会咁样样呢
？Because there's only one cure for spiritual boredom.
这个就是因为要想医治人心灵上面那种的空虚感，只有一种的良药。
What is this cure?
那究竟这种药是什么呢？
It is knowing the Lord Jesus Christ.
原来就是认识主耶稣基督。
But many people would rather mask their spiritual boredom than face reality.
但是好多人却是继续愿意掩耳盗铃，都不愿意承认自己灵性是很贫乏的。
Here's the problem.
那个问题是什么呢？
Masking your spiritual boredom will stop you from dealing with your most desperate need.
我想告诉你，当你不断去掩饰你灵性的贫乏的时候，你就不会再对自己心灵深处那种迫切的需要去面对它。
What is that most desperate need?
那究竟你最迫切的需要是什么呢？
It is how to permanently relieve the problem of spiritual boredom.
人最需要的就是从心灵的空虚里面被彻底释放出来。
The root cause of spiritual boredom is this.
而人之所以感到空虚乏味，他的症结是在于什么呢？
It is to know how to know and love Christ.
原来就是因为我们并不认识怎样去爱我们的耶稣基督。
Some of you may say,
有些人可能会这样讲的。
Wait a minute, I love Christ.
喂，等阵先，我爱耶稣的。
I study the Bible regularly.
每日都读圣经的。
I have excellent Bible knowledge.
我圣经知识很丰富的。
I even memorize vast portions of the scripture.
我还懂背很多经文的。
All of these things are wonderful.
那，全部都是好的。
Don't stop doing them.
如果你做紧嘅话，请你继续去做。
But to some, these means to loving Christ have become an end unto themselves.
然而，对有啲信徒嚟讲，其实呢个系爱基督嘅方法啫嘛。但系嗰啲人将呢个方法变成咗爱基督嘅目标。你读得多圣经就系爱咗主。
Head knowledge of the Bible must not be your only goal.
我想你知道的就是单单对圣经上面有头脑的认识就不是我们唯一的目标来的。
Your goal must be to love Christ with all your heart.
我们的目的是要尽心这样去爱我们的主。
To love Christ more deeply every day.
要每日爱主更深。
To love Christ more intimately every day.
要每日同主更加亲密。
And when you grow in your love for Christ,
而当你爱主更深的时候，
all the other things in your life will fall in place.
其他的问题都会迎刃而解。
I want you to please, if you have your Bible, to turn to Philippians chapter 3, verse 8.
那各位听众朋友、弟兄姊妹，如果你有圣经的话，请你翻开新约的腓立比书三章八节，新约的腓立比书三章八节。
Here's what the word of God said.
在圣经腓立比书三章八节是这样讲的。
I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
我将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主耶稣基督是为至宝。
My listening friend, I want to tell you that you can spend the rest of your life studying this verse.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，就算你用一生人去操练这节经文所教导给你的东西，
And you still would not be able to fully achieve this goal.
其实你都很难去达到目标的。
Because until you come to the point of being able to say,
因为除非你能够达到某一个地步，就是这样讲。
Everything that I have,
我所有的一切，
my job,
我份工啦，
my money,
我的钱啦，
my possessions,
我的财产啦，
my life,
我条命啦。
Everything is a loss when I put it side by side to knowing and loving Jesus Christ.
如果将这些东西和认识我的耶稣基督、爱我的耶稣基督来比较的话，这些东西都是粪土。
Until you come to this point in your life,
如果你生命仍然未成长到这一步，可以好像正话这样讲的话，
You have not begun to truly know the Lord Jesus Christ.
你还未算真正这样认识主耶稣基督。
Let me ask you a question, my listening friend.
各位亲爱的朋友，我希望问你一条问题。
What do you value most in life?
你最看重的究竟是什么呢？
Only you know what it is.
只有你自己能够告诉你自己。
For a long time in my early Christian walk,
在一段很长的时间里面，就是我跟随耶稣基督的早期生活里面。
The most important goal in my life?
这段生命的时间，我认为我的生命里头最重要的目标
was to earn a doctorate in philosophy from a prestigious university.
就是要在一所著名的学府拿到哲学博士的学位。
So one day, many years ago, I achieved my goal.
没错，有一日我的愿望是实现了。
You may ask, is your degree worthless to you now?
那你可能问，你的博士学位没用吗？
No.
不是。
But if I compare it with Christ and my knowing him, it is less than rubbish.
但是如果将这个博士学位和认识主耶稣基督比起来，这个博士学位是垃圾都不够啊。
When you begin the journey of intimately knowing Jesus Christ,
当你踏上追求和主更加亲密的旅程的时候，
You begin by comparing his permanence with how fleeting all other things are.
你就会认识到你和主的永恒相比，这个世界一切的东西只不过是昙花一现。
You begin by comparing his constantly refreshing us with how fast other things become stale and old.
你在那个时候才会领悟到这个世界上面一切都会渐渐这样褪色去变质，唯有我们的上帝是历久常新。
My listening friends, please listen to what I'm going to tell you.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你继续听我讲。
Knowing Christ above everything else is not easy.
要承认耶稣基督超越一切是不容易的。
The constant temptation of placing other things above knowing Christ is very real.
在现实生活里面，是有很多的事情是会引诱我们，让我们分心，而且不去追求认识基督的。
In fact, the more I grow in Christ, the more intense the temptation becomes.
其实我想告诉你，随着我们是跟耶稣基督一起，我们进入耶稣基督里面去成长的时候，我们就会发现我们面对的试探就越厉害。
But I know some of you are asking this question.
但是我知道有人会这样问的。
How do you overcome these temptations?
喂，你怎样是胜过试探的？
The question is, how do I regularly choose to know Christ above all else?
其实条问题应该是这样啊，我是不是一直都以认识基督为最重要的东西，比其他一切都重要呢？
You cannot know Christ by simply amassing vast information about Christ.
你只是在这里累积那些关于耶稣基督的知识，并不能够真正让你认识他。
You cannot know Christ by merely having one spiritual experience after another.
单单靠你过去的一些属灵的经验，是不是真的能够帮助你认识基督呢？不得的。
You cannot know Christ by merely hearing sermons about Christ.
单靠听道，就算那篇道是讲基督都好，都不能够帮助你认识基督。
Or reading books about Christ.
就算阅读属灵书籍都不能够。
Knowing Christ has to begin by being dissatisfied.
要认识基督，第一样嘢就是要有一颗不满足的心。
You must become dissatisfied with your current grasp of Christ's love for you.
当你去寻求基督的爱的时候，你要成日都感到主的爱未够未够，内心不满足。
Knowing Christ begins with a yearning to know him.
第一样去认识基督的东西，就是要去渴慕认识主，有那份的心肠。
In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 18,
在以弗所书第三章第十八节里面，
Paul prays the following words on behalf of the Ephesian Christians.
保罗为到以弗所的教会信徒去祈祷啊。
That they might comprehend the full breadth, length, height, and depth of the love of Christ.
就是要能够同众圣徒一起去明白基督的爱是几咁嘅长、阔、高、深。
Until you come to the point of saying, Lord, my love for you is so pathetic.
如果你不能够向上帝祷告说，主啊，我的爱是很贫乏的。
My knowledge of you is so superficial.
我对你的认识是很肤浅的。
My time with you is so one-sided.
我同你一起的时间都是我在单方面要求。
My desire of you is merely to give me what I want.
我对你所祈求的都是为了满足我个人的需要。
My encounters with you are limited to when I need you.
我只要在我需要你的时候才会去找你。
Lord, I do not know you or love you the way you loved me.
主啊，我根本不懂得好像你爱我这样去爱你，去认识你。
Until you come to this point in your life,
如果你仍然未到达这一步的话，
You cannot begin to truly know the Lord Jesus Christ.
你就没办法真正认识主耶稣基督。
Until you become dissatisfied with your current condition,
除非你对自己的境况非常感到不满，
you have not yet begun the journey of knowing and loving him.
你就即是说还未走上认识主爱主的道路。
The Gospels tell us something very important about Jesus.
在四福音里面呢，讲到关于耶稣有一样嘢系好重要噶。
And it is this.
而呢样嘢系乜嘢呢？
That he longs to nourish our minds with his truth.
就系原来佢渴望用真理去喂养我哋啊。
He longs to elevate our imagination to new heights through his beauty.
他期待用他的荣美吸引我们去到更加高的境界。
He longs to open our hearts to his love.
他希望用爱去敲开我们的心门。
He longs for us to surrender our will to his purpose.
我们知道他希望用我们的完全降服是在他的旨意里面，这个是他的希望。
He longs for His holiness to challenge us.
他希望用自己的圣洁来激励我们。
But until we come to the point of saying, Lord, I am truly dissatisfied with where I am.
我们知道，当我们要不能够去跟他讲话，主啊，我知道我自己的情况实在太差了。
Spiritual boredom will continue to shadow you all of your life.
我们心灵的枯燥和空虚，如果是这样的话，就会永远成为我们生命的阴影。
The cure for spiritual boredom is not hearing more teaching and more preaching.
医治灵性的良方并不是在于到处去参加讲座和听讲道。
The cure for spiritual boredom is not more busy activities.
消除内在空虚的办法并不是在于忙碌地参加各种的活动。
The cure for spiritual boredom is not doing things that mask your deepest longing.
要想解脱灵性的沉闷，是不能够用外在的活动来遮掩你心灵入面最深最深的渴求。
Because our deepest longing is to know and love Jesus.
因为我们心里面最深最深最深的渴求，就是要认识耶稣基督，并且爱耶稣基督。
Thank you.
our deepest longing is to begin to apprehend the depth, the width, the breadth, and the height of the love of Christ.
我想告诉你，我们心灵里头一直最需要的东西，就是我们怎样去明白主耶稣基督对我们那份大爱的长、阔、高和深。
Then we must learn how to love him back in the same way.
明白了之后呢，我们还要学习怎样去回报他的爱。
And all of that must begin with dissatisfaction.
而所有这一切就是都要由承认自己内心的贫乏作为开始的。
Complacency and smugness are the primary enemies of loving Christ.
自得自满其实是拦阻我们爱主的最大敌人。
When God called Abraham and said to him,
当上帝呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，他对亚伯拉罕这么说，
Abraham, leave everything and everybody and I will lead you to an uncertain future.
亚伯拉罕，你要离开你自己的本地，你自己的族人，你的父家，去我所指示你去的地方，这个地方不肯定的。
Now, at that time, Abraham did not have a Bible.
你要知道那个时候，亚伯拉罕手上面没有圣经的。
Abraham did not have the knowledge that Christ died for him.
亚伯拉罕都不知道耶稣基督曾经为他受死的，或者将要为他受死的。
He lived 2,000 years before Christ died for him.
他生活在耶稣基督诞生之前2,000几年的年代里面的。
Abraham did not have a pastor or a church.
亚伯拉罕又没有一个教会，又没有一个牧师。
Abraham did not have Christian friends.
亚伯拉罕又没有一些基督徒的朋友。
Abraham did not know a great deal about God.
亚伯拉罕甚至可能对这个的神的认识都不多。
Oh, but Abraham trusted God and obeyed God.
但是亚伯拉罕却信上帝并且顺服他。
That is real love.
这份就是真正的爱。
If you truly want to know and love Jesus Christ,
如果你想真正认识并且爱这位主耶稣基督，
you must be willing to give up everything.
你就必须有舍弃一切的那份心肠。
You notice I said willing to give up everything?
不知道你听不听到我是说愿意舍弃呢？
There is nothing that you have that God wants.
其实上帝根本不需要你任何的东西。
He gave you everything you have.
其实你有的东西一切都是由他那里而来的。
So you must be willing to give up everything.
所以你一定要愿意放弃一切。
After Abraham obeyed God,
当亚伯拉罕听从了上帝的呼召的时候，
God blessed him multiple times.
上帝反而加倍地赐福给他。
Abraham did not know that he was going to be so blessed of God.
亚伯拉罕根本就不知道上帝要这样去赐福给他的。
He simply obeyed for obedience sake.
他就是这样单纯顺服上帝。
You cannot begin to know the Lord Jesus Christ without being willing to obey him.
同样，如果我们没有一颗信服的心，就不可能认识我们的主耶稣基督。
That may require you to give up the old sin that you're still nursing.
信服可能亦都意味着你要离开一直纠缠紧你的罪。
That may require you giving up your false concepts of God.
信服亦都可能系会要求你改变你对上帝一直嘅误解。
That may require you to give up your fears and insecurities.
信服可能系会要求你放低你嘅思想包袱，系坦然无惧去到主嘅面前。
In other words, you must be willing to say, "Nothing will I withhold from my Lord."
换句话讲，你必须从心里头对上帝话：为咗顺服主，我唔愿意为自己留低啲乜嘢。
And when you get to this point in your life,
只有当你嚟到呢个地步，
then you have begun your journey of knowing and loving Jesus with all of your being.
你先能够全心全意踏上认识主同埋爱主嘅道路。
And I want to walk with you in that journey.
而我亦都想同你并肩 同行，一起踏上这条有福的道路，因为我们的主耶稣基督就是我们生命的主宰，并都是要让到我们是获得生命，获得那份的爱。而去回应的方法，我们就是要去爱他，要去认识他。
在井边的耶稣，他能看透你我的心灵。那在婚宴中的耶稣，他能使水变成酒。那在船上的耶稣，他使鱼群长满了网。在风浪中的耶稣，他能使风和海平静。生命的主，生命的主，你知我心，你知我灵。那在加略山的耶稣，他为你受尽了痛苦，战胜死权的主耶稣，他已复活使我称义。在你生命中的耶稣，他能改变改变你的心。在你身边的主耶稣，他能生命的主，生命的主，我敬拜你，我敬拜你。生命的主，生命的主，我敬拜你，我敬拜你。在你生命中的耶稣，他能改变改变你的心。在你身边的主耶稣，他能引领引领你路。
信靠倚靠那位耶稣基督，并且去爱他呢？这个就是我们今日希望带给你的信息。在这里希望你亦都写信嚟到香港九龙大友街一号十楼，写信俾我万峰或者俾麦克牧师，让到我哋一齐能够分享你喺信仰里头嘅经历，同埋你系对我哋所分享嘅内容嘅得着。喺度愿上帝大大赐福俾你，下次天路导向嘅时间再会。